KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
It is 86 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you. It is your Friday. It is your final approach to your weekend. Yes, we have made it, and we're glad to have you with us here on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And if you are just joining us, our top local stories this hour. The ruling on whether an officer-involved shooting from back in 2022 was justified. Coming up, what the Washoe DA has to say about the case. The search still on for the driver of a car accused of hitting and killing a 5-year-old boy, then fleeing the scene. And coming up directly ahead, what we know about this case. And new details into a stabbing at one Placer County casino that left 5 people hurt. On the way, what we've learned about the suspect. It is our top local story this Friday. It was an officer-involved shooting from back in August 2022 in Southwest Reno that began with a disturbance call. The suspect, Brandon Douglas Allen, was armed with a knife and had what appeared to be a handgun in his waistband. 2 Reno police officers ended up confronting and firing 7 rounds at Allen. The shooting ruled this morning as justified and lawful.
This determination is based on an extensive review of the investigation conducted by the Sparks Police Department, which was submitted to this office. The release of this OAS report was delayed due to the subsequent criminal prosecution of Allen following his lengthy recovery from the shooting.
Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe DA's office.
District Attorney Hicks has released a detailed 26-page report containing the facts of the case, photographs, witness accounts, and the legal analysis supporting the determination.
Allen was on lifetime parole for a prior murder conviction. While still looking, Reno police say they have the car involved in running over a 5-year-old boy in Reno as he was chasing after a ball. The boy later dying at the hospital. The driver is still at large.
Investigators are now asking anyone who personally witnessed the crash or has firsthand information about the driver to come forward and speak directly with police.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio, we do have a picture of the car. It is a black Cadillac sedan up right now on our Twitter X page. You can see it by searching FM Talk 99.1. If you know anything, call RPD. Well, another case of traffic trouble turning deadly as Stead Boulevard had to be shut down under the 395 freeway this morning after a deadly crash. The off-ramps from the freeway, they had to be diverted. This all went down around 5:30 a.m. when the victim traveling at a high rate of speed slammed into a concrete pole. The 39-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene. His identity is being held until his family is notified. They call it a loophole that lets some Nevada sex offenders skirt by without registering. Now, Lyon County Sheriff says they're working on trying to close that gap. They say the loophole prevents sex offenders who do not register on time or appropriately from avoiding prosecution. Example, a sex offender who fails to appear in court by a certain date. The deputies will arrest the offender, but under Nevada law, officers still need the offender to complete the overdue verification. That is something the offender may not want to do and apparently can't be forced to do it. If they don't, the case becomes harder to prosecute. Well, it is a bizarre case of a man with Nevada ties who in Philadelphia terrorized neighbors there by chasing after them wearing the mask of a character made famous in the horror film Child's Play. He may be traveling here.
Earlier this month, the masked suspect, 22-year-old Zymeyer Hughes, chased a woman across from Philadelphia City Hall. He allegedly made threatening comments to the woman while holding his hand behind his back. She was injured in a fall while trying to escape. Hughes then fled to a rail station. There is now a warrant out for his arrest. Hughes also has ties with Nevada. Police say he has a tendency to travel between Philadelphia and the West Coast for employment reasons. U.S. Marshals are also trying to find Hughes. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Get ready for some pretty serious snow. If predictions of a super strong El Nino hold.
El Nino is forecast to bring a wetter winter this year and next, with the heaviest storms likely after the new year. That's according to Open Snow's winter forecast, which says the Central Sierra could get the most snow. Northern California and Tahoe may be warmer than usual, but not as warm as last year. With less snow predicted along the northern U.S. border and across western Canada, the Southwest and California may be North America's top spots for snow this winter. I'm Scott Carr.
It is a wrap on another Lake Tahoe summit. It was a bipartisan gathering of lawmakers and conservationists dedicated to preserving the lake. They've been meeting like this for about 30 years.
Whether it was the Washoe Tribe or the late Senators Harry Reid and Dianne Feinstein, humans have understood how critical this lake is. and we've mounted efforts to make sure we don't lose this jewel of the Sierra Nevada.
Senator Jackie Rosen, a Democrat among the speakers, along with Republican Congressman Mark Amaday. Well, some Nevada conservation groups say the idea of the end of the roadless rule barring development on some federal lands is a really bad idea.
Which prohibits development on 45 million acres of inventoried roadless areas within national forests, including more than 3 million acres in Nevada. Aaron Kindle with the National Wildlife Federation.
They provide clean drinking water, clean air. They prevent downstream flooding. And really do a lot of things that save money and improve the health and well-being of people who live nearby them and all Americans.
The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, claimed the new roads will allow better access for crews to thin trees to reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfire. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Well, it's turning to an unlikely ally. In Venice Beach, residents and business owners have hired a private patrol staffed largely by former gang members to push back against what some have called a homelessness crisis taking over the neighborhood there.
This is a unique layer of security that's helped residents to take back parts of their neighborhood. Hundreds of businesses and residents, they're paying up to $300 a month for the extra enforcement. Now, the ghost town staff includes former gang members, people who know these streets well. Such a difference here during and right after the pandemic. Venice became a sea of homeless tents with rampant drug activity, criminal behavior among a high number of addicts, mentally unstable people. Now, city sweeps and targeted enforcement programs have helped to clear many encampments, but the constant returns and pop-ups, those are the targets of ghost town. And private security, it is pretty common in many Los Angeles neighborhoods since LAPD is understaffed, but pretty unique to have ex-gang members helping to enforce it.
News Nation's Nancy Liu reporting from Venice Beach. Time right now for today's To Your Health.
Fear, not laziness, could be the reason you're procrastinating.
Procrastination a lot of times is a freeze response to a task that looks too big.
Like studying for an exam or wading through paperwork in bureaucracy. Dr. Arash Javanbacht, a psychiatry professor at Wayne State University School of Medicine, says the brain often responds to difficult tasks as overwhelming.
Paradoxically, we think something is so important for us that we are terrified of touching it.
His advice?
Jump in it. The worst is that you will be able to do some of it. Sometimes you break it into tinier tasks, which makes it more tangible and easier to do.
Fewer Americans say they drink alcohol than at any time since at least 1939. A new Gallup survey finds that for the second year in a row, 54% say they imbibe. That's the lowest number since the poll started. Just over half of Americans say drinking one or two alcohol beverages a day is bad for your health. Health update. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
I guess I'm very bad to my health. It is 12:14 on the KKFT News at Noon.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your Noon News.
Not doing bad on the roads right now. All we have is a bit of a road hazard on eastbound Interstate 80 between Virginia Street and the Wells Avenue exit. Just be careful as you get on the freeway in that area. Otherwise, we're doing just fine in Reno, Sparks, Yerington, Carson City, and around the lake. But I do want to remind you that if it's time for diesel spog, you should stop by the corner of Mill End Terminal in Reno for Pro and Automotive's No Appointment Needed Diesel Smog Check. They're often imitated but never duplicated. Pro One Automotive since 1986. It is 86 degrees in Sparks and in Carson City, 85 in Wellington, 75 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weekend weather.
A little more comfortable weather going to be settling in for the weekend and for most of the upcoming week. By late in the week, we're looking for some cooler temperatures into the 80s. Weather brought to us by Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Tomorrow at 9, the weekend, John Potter. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
When President Abraham Lincoln was criticized for supporting General Ulysses S. Grant's command during the Civil War, Lincoln flatly stated, "I cannot spare this man. He fights." When Grant's rivals petitioned for his removal on grounds of excessive drinking, Lincoln said, If it makes fighting men like Grant, then find out what he drinks and send a case to each of my commanders. Lincoln's confidence in his general proved to be correct, and in 1865, the Civil War finally came to its end. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
Everybody enjoys the return of warm weather and outdoor fun. Lincoln Heating's recommended drink for the summer is fresh squeezed lemonade. But if high temperatures, allergens, and smoke from wildfires have you dreading the summer, call us now for relief at 359-1985 or find us at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
If you're 62 or older and have built significant equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could give you more financial flexibility in retirement. I'm Patricia Wood, reverse mortgage specialist with American Pacific Mortgage. Did you know you can access your equity as a line of credit or monthly income or both with no monthly mortgage payments? Your home stays in your name or your trust, and the funds can be used however you choose. To learn more, call me, Patricia Wood, 954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
At a time when so many parents are worried about what their children are learning or not learning, there's a different path right here in Reno, the Church at Reno's Academy, where students receive a Bible-based education rooted in faith, discipline, patriotism, and academic excellence. It isn't the chaos of the county schools. It's structure, respect, purpose. Students are challenged with rigorous academics, supported with strong moral foundations, and something almost forgotten in modern education, taught cursive writing. Why? Because students continue to show cursive improves memory, comprehension, and cognitive development. Don't forget, America's founding documents are all written in cursive. If your child or grandchild needs an alternative to the confusion and declining standards in Washoe County, look no further than the Church at Reno Academy. Faith, freedom, academic excellence. Go to thechurchatreno.com for more information.
For the entire month of August, we're donating a backpack with $50 worth of school supplies to a student in your name with every new vehicle purchase. Chris Russell, Nissan Carson City. Or come by with school supplies and help us stuff a rogue so kids can start the school year with a smile.
New teachers, new classes, new headlines.
Gathering information.
Start the school year informed.
Getting all the facts.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
Further Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
California is being California again. I'm John Potter for the new news. Our neighboring state just approved a new tire restriction that could raise prices and limit the types you buy. The California Energy Commission says 70% of replacement tires are not as efficient as original factory tires, and that their new standards will increase drivers' gas mileage while reducing carbon dioxide emissions. The first phase begins in 2029. Extra fees of up to $6.50 per tire will be imposed. There's already pushback. A group called Pacific Research Institute responded saying, quote, California wants to regulate every part of every life of every activity that it possibly can. They warn drivers in other states like Nevada will be affected because manufacturers standardize, so costs to improve tires will increase their prices nationwide. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
If you're just checking in, we have 87 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good Friday afternoon to you. And if you are just checking in, the three big things you need to know. Number one, shooting justified and lawful. That is the word from the Washoe County DA. After two officers were forced to open fire on a suspect brandishing a knife and carrying what appeared to be a gun back in August 2022, Brandon Douglas Allen confronted the officers. He ended up getting shot. Number two, the search still on for the driver of a car that hit and killed a five-year-old boy in Reno. You can see the car involved. It is a black Cadillac sedan. on our Twitter X page. If you do know anything, Reno Police would like it if you would give them a call. And number three, a deadly crash off 395 at Stead Boulevard, closing off the road for hours this morning while police investigated the victim slamming into a concrete pole. What is our top national story this hour? A New York woman who pledged allegiance to ISIS is accused of plotting to blow up the state Capitol building in Albany, New York.
Investigators say the 35-year-old New York woman told an FBI informant she was going to hide a bomb in a DoorDash bag and then just drop it off at the Capitol. This after she pledged allegiance to ISIS, according to the feds. Jessica Bowie's looking at federal terrorism charges now for attempting to provide material support to ISIS. The feds say she was radicalized online right around the same time she converted to Islam, even going by the Islamic name of Aisha Saif. Bowie allegedly said she wanted to kill as many lawmakers as possible. Court documents show Bowie was posting extremist messages online like this: praise be to Allah for September 11th. And at one point she threatened to poison infidels.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in New York. Well, word is it's time for today's Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Lillian Wu with your Fox True Crime Minute. The Mushroom Murder case, one of the most high-profile ones in modern Australian history, returns to court. Defense attorneys fighting convictions against Erin Patterson, who was jailed for life last September after being found guilty of murdering her estranged husband's parents and aunt and trying to kill a fourth relative, deliberately poisoning them with death cap mushrooms in a beef Wellington meal. The defense citing a series of what they call major trial errors, such as housing jurors at one point in the same hotel as members of the prosecution. In the hearings, government prosecutors also appealing the sentence, calling it too lenient. It allows Patterson to apply for parole after serving at least 33 years. They argue the 51-year-old triple murderess should die behind bars. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Lillian Wu with your Fox True Crime Minute.
FM News Talk Time, 12:22. Lindsay Clancy's defense team resting its case after calling one witness, a forensic psychiatrist, who said that the woman did not know what she was doing when she killed her three young children.
On the stand this morning, forensic psychiatrist Dr. Philip Resnick, he is a very well-known expert who also testified in the Andrea Yates case. Prosecutors argue that Clancy's actions show planning and awareness and that she knew what she was doing was wrong. Dr. Resnick, however, said that Clancy was unable to conform her conduct to the requirements of the law because of her mental illness. Prosecutors are now calling rebuttal witnesses, beginning with another psychiatrist, Dr. Avram Mack.
News Nation's Jessica Cartaglia. 12:23 here on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neff to the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And now with more, let's go head right over to the center.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
It is looking pretty darn good on the roads right now. No collisions to tell you about. Everything moving along at the limit. But remember to slow down in construction zones. Between Reno and the California state line on Interstate 80, they're replacing seven old bridges, and that's causing slowdowns and delays. Be prepared for a little extra time on your way to the Golden State. It is 83 degrees in Verdi, 87 in Dayton, 86 in Smith Valley, 74 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Very typical pattern of weather for the next several days. Not too far from 90 and not too far from 60 for the range of highs and lows. Weather brought to us by Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Coming up three today, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPA's news studios, this is your new news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
If your AC isn't working during the Reno summer, you and your family feel it. LT Automotive repairs and recharges your AC so you can drive in comfort. Beat the heat this summer. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Are you tired of cookie-cutter vacations that leave you unfulfilled? At Spellbinding Travels, they believe your journey should be as unique as you are. Whether you want to discover a hidden Hawaiian beach, set sail on an epic ocean cruise, or experience an extraordinary VIP day at a world-class theme park, they'll custom-tailor every detail. Don't just travel. Bring your family together for the magic. Visit SpellbindingTravels.com. Spellbinding Travels. Your journey begins here.
Protect your home from the risks caused by power outages with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator. At Coleman Electric, they provide only the highest level of service with trained technicians. Since 1985, Coleman Electric has served Northern Nevada by offering Generac generators and permanent installation services performed by experts. Call Coleman Electric at 775-720-7066. That's 720-7066.
You make it to Virginia City, but now your engine sounds like a high noon shootout. LT the Superdog has you covered. From starters to batteries, LT Automotive gets you moving again, cowpoke. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Now your new news sports update on KKFT.
Ace is back in the win column after getting blown out in the first two at Salt Lake City. They won last night 8-5. Volleyball last night, Carson, Minogue, Galena, and DeMonte were all winners. Tomorrow there is a quadruple header, four football games, high school games at Mackey Stadium. 10 o'clock, South Tahoe and Wooster. 1 o'clock, a rematch of the 4A championship last year, McQueen and Sloan Canyon from Henderson. At 4 o'clock, North Valley's taking on Lowry. And 7 o'clock, 5A defending champ Spanish Springs taking on Carson. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
And we have 1227 here on the news at noon. Glad you're with us. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. Nevada officials warn that this plan could devastate our economy right here in the Silver State. What am I talking about? The federal government is finalizing a plan to slash Colorado River water supplies for Nevada, Arizona, and California, too. The plan was signed today by the Interior Secretary. These three states, including ours, will reduce their water allocation from the Colorado River by 21% starting next year and in 2028, and the potential cuts could nearly double in the following years. Arizona says it's going to sue if this does happen. The plan does not include mandatory water cuts for our neighbors in Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, and Wyoming. Now, granted, here in Northern Nevada, we get most of our water from the Sierra, but everything does indeed cascade downward. Well, we start with new details this hour into that stabbing that happened at that Placer County Casino, and word is that the Placer County Casino, the stabbing there, the man accused is identified as 22-year-old Joseph Noggle. The five people who were stabbed, only one had to be taken to the hospital. It is time right now on the KKFT News and Noon for today's Fox Light.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Polino in theaters.
I'm coming back for everybody.
Mutiny. After witnessing his billionaire boss's murder and being framed for the crime, Cole Reed, played by Jason Statham, boards a cargo ship on a one-man crusade to avenge his boss's death. Spa Weekend sees three best friends embark on some much-needed pampering in Palm Springs, but when their train wreck friend turns up, it descends into chaos and hilarious consequences.
Enter the clearing and you'll see it. The Magic Faraway Tree.
The Magic Faraway Tree. Polly and Tim and their three children discover a magical tree hidden near their new home. They're welcomed by its extraordinary residents and swept into spectacular, fantastical land.
I haven't seen you in over 10 years.
And on HBO Max, Mother Mary. Long-buried wounds rise to the surface when an iconic pop star reunites with her estranged best friend on the eve of her comeback performance. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:29 as we continue right along here on the KKFT News at Noon. Infestations of an invasive beetle that can kill trees have spread to at least 8 counties in Texas.
The Texas A&M Forest Service says the emerald ash borer has been discovered in 5 additional counties, Delta, Erath, Hardin, Walker, and Wood. According to officials, the metallic green invasive beetle is about 1/2 inch long and responsible for the death of hundreds of millions of ash trees across North America. It tunnels under the tree's bark, disrupting its ability to transport water and nutrients. It was first detected in Texas in 2016. To help prevent the bug's expansion, the Forest Service is encouraging Texans to buy firewood where it will be burned and to avoid transporting untreated wood long distances. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It is 1230.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 1230.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Vice President J.D. Vance speaking today in his hometown of Middletown, Ohio, in support of the Trump administration's economic agenda.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy or it's all going to happen overnight, but in just 18 months, we have seen an explosion of rebuilding in the American heartland. We have seen trillions, with a T, trillions of new dollars of investment pour into the United States of America.
Well, President Trump warns of the most crushing economic operation ever against Iran as the war in the Middle East continues to escalate. Tornadoes in Long Island and Queens last night, flooding and severe weather targeting that area of New York. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman's running for New York governor.
We're very, very fortunate, again, that nobody was injured, that there were no casualties. This was a major weather event.
Blakeman has declared a state of emergency last night. America is listening to Fox News.
It's very good to have you with us here on the KKFT News at Noon. My name is Greg Neft. I'm glad that you've joined us here on this finally your Friday final approach to your weekend. And if you are just checking in this hour... Well, it was an officer-involved shooting. It's our top local story from back in August of 2022 in Southwest Reno that began with a disturbance call. The suspect, identified as Brandon Douglas Allen, was armed with a knife and had what appeared to be a handgun in his waistband. Two Reno police officers ended up firing seven rounds at Allen. The shooting was ruled justified and lawful this morning.
This determination is based on an extensive review of the investigation conducted by the Sparks Police Department, which was submitted to this office. The release of this OAS report was delayed due to the subsequent criminal prosecution of Allen following his lengthy recovery from the shooting.
Kendall Holcomb with the Washoe DA's office.
District Attorney Hicks has released a detailed 26-page report containing the facts of the case, photographs, witness accounts, and the legal analysis supporting the determination.
Allen was on lifetime parole for a prior murder conviction when this went down. Well, still looking, Reno police say they have the car involved in running over a five-year-old boy in Reno as he was chasing after a ball. The boy later passing away at a hospital. The driver still at large.
Investigators are now asking anyone who personally witnessed the crash or has firsthand information about the driver to come forward and speak directly with police.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio, we have a picture of the car. It is a black Cadillac sedan. It's up right now on our Twitter X page. You can see it by searching 99.1 FM Talk. If you know anything, call Reno Police. FM News Talk time, it is 1233.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to Good Feet Store.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years. I would try drugstore insoles and supports.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, we know the search for pain relief can feel like a hopeless ordeal.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections. I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
At the Good Feet Store, we hear stories every day of all kinds of cheap inserts, expensive shoes, and other failed remedies people have tried that just didn't work.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked. And then I was driving past the Good Feet store, and I thought, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I'm so glad I met Good Feet. That changed my life.
Don't lose hope. Give the Good Feet store a try. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Kawasaki Mule Side-by-Sides have supported the hardest workers for decades. From large-scale projects to property maintenance, Mule embodies versatile performance and exceptional reliability. With powerful engines and strong towing and hauling, Mule is the ultimate workhorse. All Mule Side-by-Sides are built Kawasaki strong and backed by a 3-year limited factory warranty. Count on Kawasaki Mule.
Visit Kawasaki Yamaha of Reno, 2345 Market Street in Reno.
Looking at a very stable weather pattern for the next several days. Not until Thursday, when we actually cool a little bit, do we get out of this low 90 degree, right around 60 degree range in temperatures. Weather brought to you by Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Sundays at 10 Nevada Backcountry, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
The Satanists are back for the next Washoe County Commission meeting. I'm John Potter for the noon news. There was a bit of outrage after a group calling itself Reno Satanic did the opening prayer, or in this case, an opening satanic invocation at a Washoe County Commissioners meeting a little over 2.5 years ago. It was the first ever satanic invocation before a Nevada government body. Reno Satanic said it was, quote, a key milestone in the embrace of religious diversity and free expression. But Commissioner Clara Andreola got up and left the room as it was read, and this is Reno reports that Commissioner Mike Clark publicly called the Satanist a nitwit. Well, Reno Satanic scheduled to be back to do it again this coming Tuesday at the monthly meeting. That begins at 10 a.m. at the 9th Street Complex. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varley, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to bounce back from yesterday's sell-off, but are still heading for weekly losses, with the Dow suffering its worst week since March as bond yields surge and oil prices rise. Bond yields are holding near their highest levels in over a decade, despite efforts of Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent to contain borrowing costs. One asset benefiting from higher yields is Bitcoin. The world's biggest cryptocurrency has topped $77,000, its highest level since mid-May. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors are higher, with health care leading the charge, while utilities are lagging. And shares of Walmart are down nearly 1% after tumbling on Thursday following its earnings release. On Friday, numerous firms reduced price targets on shares of the retail giant. However, Bank of America and Guggenheim analysts maintained buy ratings on the country's biggest retailer. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
KKFT.
And as we continue right along here on the News at Noon, it's good to have you with us here on KKFT. And it is time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs joining us in studio just in the nick of time. Good call, Mike.
Yeah. Whew. I was a little winded.
Good man. Let's talk tires. Tires, everybody needs them if you do drive a car, and California has deemed that 70% of the tires that are currently on the road are inefficient and environmentally unfriendly. And so starting next year and into 2028, they're going to make people get more, shall we say, efficient and environmentally friendly tires, again restricting about 70% of the tires that are currently on the road. What's to stop anybody from driving up right here and going to the local Costco off of Plum Lane to get their tires?
Absolutely nothing. I'm thinking, is this when we used to have plastic straws? Then we went to paper straws. We're going to have paper tires, Greg, because renewable research. I don't know.
And those paper straws are horrible. They fall right apart when you dip them in your soda.
What kind of tires are you going to have, right? Because environmentally friendly tires. I don't know. We shall see. That's how innovation happens, Greg. That's what I love about the great state of California. They're going to make you think of things that you probably never would have had to otherwise.
Interesting. Well, we'll see what happens with that. I know a lot of classic car owners are a little bit upset right now. Let's talk about tariffs and how they're impacting ground beef. The Trump administration has decided to lift some tariffs on, I guess, Brazilian beef, Argentinian beef. I guess there's a bunch of folks in Texas and Montana that are up in arms over this one. Do you think it'll hurt our ranchers here in Nevada?
Well, absolutely, Greg. I guess the reality is this, right? Anytime a supply and demand, if you have the tariffs on the South American beef, we'll call it, that's going to limit supply, and that's going to demand stays the same. So prices are going to go up, and it's hard to be a rancher in the United States or anywhere else. So, you know, what Trump is trying to do is impact economic policy, and now he's given some South American countries some love on that. Mm-hmm. Is that enough to significantly change the fortunes of ranchers? Ask them, but I would imagine yes.
Well, hopefully it'll at least lead to cheaper prices at the grocery store.
Well, but that's the problem, right? Because what's good for the consumer is cheaper products, right? We talked about yesterday. We have these inflationary pressures that are driving up interest rates. Obviously costs are up, and that's not good for anybody. But the other side of that is, if we take some of these tariffs off, that's going to give some price relief. So there's always winners and losers. Mm-hmm. The winner is the consumer. Loser, if you're selling beef for cheap.
Unless you just stick the chicken, which some people do. let's talk a little bit about something else we talked about yesterday. The $40 trillion in debt, and U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is instituting a buyback of U.S. Treasuries. And one of the things that I'm seeing here is that a lot of analysts say that the move is a sign of a debt crisis that's getting closer. We talked about inflationary pressures. One analyst from CNBC is recommending gold and Bitcoin. But here's the problem with gold. Let's just say the dollar collapses, right? And, you go to somebody who has bottled water and you say, I've got gold. They'll say, get off my property.
Right, and I've got my gun. I'll take your gold. Okay, thank you very much. No, and that's where I think you have to really consider, if the dollar collapses, what the magnitude of that statement is. That's not it's going to be inconvenient. That's going to be game changing, because mm-hmm. what happens overnight if the dollar collapses, that nobody's buying debt anymore, and then we have to live within our means and service our debt. Mm. So that can the dollar collapse? Probably not.
Well, that's good to know. I certainly don't want the dollar to collapse, because it would mean profound changes in our society and in our life. But there was a new poll out that they asked Americans, would you share the pain? Would you like to see increased taxes if it meant, debt pay down? And 80% of those who responded to that poll said, absolutely not.
Of course.
No, no way. Uh-uh. So the question is, what do we do about this debt thing?
Think of it this way. I'll reframe that, Greg.
Okay.
Think of it this way. So if you're trying to grow wealth, try to save for retirement, and you can't save enough,
mm-hmm.
okay, then you either have a income problem or a consumption problem or both. So the raising taxes by itself is just raising the income. Great.
Okay.
But what about consumption? What about our insatiable appetite to spend things that are stupid?
Okay.
I mean, remember the $2,000 hammer back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Prevailing wage on government work. There's all kinds of ways to save a buck.
No avocado toast.
No avocado. There you go.
I mean, have you seen the price of breakfast recently?
But that's what I mean is you can absolutely say, hey, let's just be a little more pragmatic, maybe a lot more pragmatic, and get a lot of people off the public dole. And I think those are things that you can really move the needle on.
And that means welfare to work. That means, people, not necessarily taking unemployment and working that job at Walmart or something.
No, that's it, right? It's just you look at all the outflows, but, some of those largest outflows are things like Social Security, Medicare,
right.
Medicaid, those things. Back in the day, Greg, I'll just say this. Like, I think Medicaid is a great safety net.
Okay.
But that was really on the backs before of churches, right? Mm-hmm. That's the Christian church started helping people that were in need.
The aid societies, yes.
Yeah, so I think those are things, why is government taking on all these things? Could it be taken on by somebody else?
Let's talk a little bit about Social Security. I'm glad that you brought that up. I mean, is that we talk retirement all the time here. Is that something that anybody should be relying on within the next 5-10 years?
Don't make me make everybody mad, Greg. Gee, money, Christmas. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Friday. Oh. No. I think the reality is, like, you have a significant economic event where they absolutely have to change something. One of the easiest things to do is change the amount of the Social Security payout. And then hedge back on benefits. Easy, easy, easy to make a lot of revenue that way or cut costs that way. So is it on the table? Of course it is. I'd rather see just a little bit more prudent spending today rather than having to worry about cutting into somebody's Social Security tomorrow.
If we sacrifice today, we might have a better tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying, Greg.
And I like that thought. Mike Bosma has some very definite thoughts about your money, and he would like to discuss it with you. He's offering a free one-hour consultation at Keystone CPAs. All you have to do is give us a call, 775-786-4. 4900. That's 775-786-4900. A free one-hour consultation can be yours. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs. Make it a great weekend.
You have a great weekend, too.
All right. We'll talk again on Monday. It is 1245 right here on the KKFT News at Noon.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk. KKFT Traffic.
Doing just fine on the roads right now. No collisions to tell you about. As a matter of fact, for a Friday about this time of day, traffic is fairly light. Just watch out for a whole bunch of construction in Carson City. Cone Peak Drive between Copper Mountain Drive and Racetrack Drive. That will be closed until about 5 p.m. this afternoon while they do some electrical work in that area. It is 88 degrees in Sparks, 86 in Minden, 87 in Yerington, 75 degrees at Zephyr Cove. Here is a look at your weekend.
A little more comfortable weather going to be settling in for the weekend and for most of the upcoming week. By late in the week, we're looking for some cooler temperatures into the 80s. Weather brought to us by Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Tomorrow at 9, the weekend, John Potter. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
If the way your car is running is giving you the blues, gonna pull one out of motive, well, they'll know just what to do.
We're here with Dustin from Pro One Automotive. Dustin, what sets you guys apart from other automotive shops in town?
Here at Pro One, we're family. From gas and diesel smogs to bumper factory maintenance and repair, Pro One Automotive has been keeping your vehicles running strong. After four decades, we still have one promise. Pro One Automotive does it right the first time. A big thank you to all of our loyal customers and a warm welcome to anyone looking for an automotive repair shop that provides the ultimate customer experience. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
When you need tree service, don't call a couple of guys with chainsaws. Call Northern Nevada's most equipped tree service. Call Battle Born Tree Service. Battle Born Tree Service has 3 certified arborists on staff with OSHA 10 and 30 cards. And most importantly, they hold above industry liability insurance, which means no matter the size of your job, you're covered. And there's no job they can't do. When Battle Born shows up, it's like a tree army with an Alltech 75-foot elevator bucket truck. Attract. Carlton 75 horsepower stump grinder, a 19-inch capacity bandit chipper, multiple compact track loaders, wheeled skid steers, big wheel loaders, and much, much more. Battle Born Tree Service can do in a day what it takes the other guys three or more days to do. For commercial and residential service and maintenance, hire an army, a tree army. Battle Born Tree Service. Call 775-232-8243. 775-232-8243.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
1249 right here on the KKFT News at Noon. My name is Greg Neff. Thank you so much for joining us here. Neutrogena, the skincare maker, is apologizing for dropping late actress Hayden Panettiere as she battled postpartum depression back in 2015.
The late actress was the face of the skincare giant, but she claimed in her memoir, Neutrogena, axed her contract over her breaking a morality clause. It happened after she went public about battling postpartum depression following the 2014 birth of her daughter. Fans were threatening a Neutrogena boycott following her death just days ago. On Thursday, the company posted, "It understands it made her feel unsupported," adding, "This is not what Neutrogena stands for or who we want to be." I'm Monica Nelson.
Meantime, the FDA has authorized a first-of-its-kind robotic device designed to draw blood from patients without manual human intervention.
Called Aletta, the machine uses infrared light and Doppler ultrasound to locate veins. Health officials say the robot achieved success rates matching human phlebotomists and will help combat critical laboratory staffing shortages. I'm Matt Mattinson.
No thanks from me. A man dressed as Darth Vader is defending flock cameras to the San Diego City Council, saying, quote, "This is what the emperor needs." The man approached the podium at a public safety and livable neighborhoods committee in San Diego with Darth Vader's signature breathing into the microphone. The council addressed him as the character's name. Awkward guffaws followed. He said cameras should be used to surveil any, quote, rebel scum. It comes as flock cameras has come under fire after reports of people abusing them to help spy on people. That was certainly a very, very lively city council meeting and something you just don't see every day. Well, do you believe in aliens? More reporting on UFOs is making more people believe in extraterrestrials, so says a new survey.
Come on now. The survey conducted by Talker Research found that the rise in belief is especially prevalent among Gen Z. Overall, 37% say they are more inclined to believe in aliens after news coverage of UFOs or UAPs, compared to 54% of younger Americans. More than half of people say their opinions about aliens haven't changed. I'm Michael Kastner.
The truth is out there. FM News Talk Time, 1252.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
A first at Mackey Stadium, four high school football games on a Saturday. The four games start at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. South Tahoe Wooster, 1 o'clock, McQueen and Sloan Canyon out of Henderson. That's a rematch of the 4A championship game last year. North Valleys and Lowry play at 4, and at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Spanish Springs and Carson, an opportunity for eight high school programs to have the experience of playing at Mackey. Churchill and Reed, Hug at Dayton, Sparks and Incline, Clark at Douglas. Some of the games tonight. Aces back in the win column, beating Salt Lake City 8-5. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your noon news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last. 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
Nothing brings a community together like the glow of a warm fire. At VM West, we're proud to keep our Carson Valley neighbors cozy with the best split and season Jeffrey Pine around. Whether you're stocking up for the family cabin or just need a few logs and rounds for the weekend, we offer full cords at the lowest prices in the area. We're locals helping locals. Stop by for a quick pickup and say hi, or give us a ring for fast, friendly delivery. Keep the hearth burning bright. Call VM West at 775-224-7792 or visit vmwest.com/firewood.
Welcome to Ridezilla, Nevada's side-by-side headquarters. Visit our new showroom on South Carson Street to view the latest models all under one roof. The staff at Ridezilla are a power sports enthusiast with the knowledge and experience to match you with the right products, parts, and accessories. Our highly trained technicians provide quality repairs and installations so you can customize your ride and maximize performance. Ridezilla, Nevada's newest and largest power sports superstore. Online at RidezillaCarsonCity.com.
Did you know that Nevada has one of the highest rates of cremation in the nation? At Simple Cremation, we built a company to focus solely on that statistic. At Simple Cremation, we give you exactly that. Affordable price for just what you need. Plan ahead today and lock in today's prices. Payment plans starting at $35 a month. Simple Cremation, Reno's trusted choice. Call us at 324-3720 or visit our website at simplecremation.us.
Visit Sargent's Appliance to get high-grade performance straight from the commercial Maytag washer assembly line. The Maytag commercial-grade residential washer features a robust build that brings rugged durability to your home laundry room. Shop now at Sargent's Appliance and bring home the power of Maytag. We're located at 1190 Rock Boulevard in Sparks, or visit our website at sargentsoutlet.com.
Brothers Windows is celebrating 250 years of America by extending their best financing ever.
24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit and up to $1,000 off on new windows and doors.
Family was everything to Poppy and Mama from Madrid, Spain, and in 1967, they brought their 9 children to California to pursue the American dream and give their children greater opportunities to succeed in life.
And in 1994, Brothers Windows began. Built on the values instilled by their parents, the business grew to include the whole family.
9 brothers and sisters always committed to their customers' satisfaction.
Highest standards in expert workmanship, quality products, integrity pricing, Brothers has installed over 1 million windows.
And for 32 years, they've always backed their lifetime warranties.
60% of their customers come from referrals. Brothers is the window company we trust and you should too. Get a free no-pressure estimate during this 24 months no-interest offer.
Go to brotherswindows.com. Learn more about the 24 months no-interest offer. Brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
FM Top Weather.
Looking at a very stable weather pattern for the next several days. Not until Thursday, when we actually cool a little bit, do we get out of this low 90 degree, right around 60 degree range in temperatures. Weather brought to you by Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Sundays at 10 Nevada Backcountry, 99.1 FM Talk.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
12:57 this Friday on the news at noon. Students in Florida are now required to take a class that teaches the history of communism.
Teachers tell me that they have always taught communism, but for the first time, they are required by law to teach a very specific curriculum. Now, the new standards spell out how teachers are expected to cover it. Starting in sixth grade, each year, they will touch on different topics. The dangers of the Soviet Union, the Chinese Communist Revolution, North Korea, and the regimes of Cuba and Venezuela. Fox News obtained these new guidelines given to teachers. Many lessons point to the dangers of communism, including how socialism can lead to a communist regime rising to power. Now, Governor Ron DeSantis signed the legislation back in 2024, but the expanded curriculum created by the Florida Department of Education is debuting this year.
Fox's Dana Marie McNichol from Naples. And finally, this is great. The Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they're packing their bags for Britain, and their wax doubles are apparently ready to make the move as well.
Naturalist David Attenborough.
Madame Tussauds in London is having a little fun with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's planned return to Britain. The museum gave their wax figures suitcases and parked them next to a royal guard, then moved the couple into its British culture section, along with William Shakespeare, soccer star Harry Kane, and naturalist David Attenborough. The real Harry and Meghan are expected to move back from California later this month, 6 years after stepping away from royal duties. Their wax figures made a similar move back then, getting separated from the rest of the royal family. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
I don't know about you, but I always found wax figures and wax museums to be something on the creepy side. But you know what's not creepy? The KKFT News at Noon, because we're going to be right back here with you on Monday, talking about all things that happen every weekend in Northern Nevada and beyond. My name is Greg Neff. For Phil, for Craig, and for John, and for all of us here at KKFT, my name is Greg Neff. Make it a great weekend, everyone. Talk soon.
You're not serious, right? Then I saw him grab my friend by the hair, and I guess I should have prayed. As he dragged him around, I said to myself, there's gonna be some changes made.
First with Fox, first on FM 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, a service of the Evans Broadcast Company.